God came to rescue man by the sacrifice of himself. Now that is the meaning of redemption. Redemption. What does that word mean to you? Perhaps you think of trading stamps, which a merchant gives when you purchase articles from his store. You can save those stamps until you have a certain number and exchange them for merchandise. In fact, those places where the stamps are exchanged for merchandise are called redemption centers. Now, is that what the word means to you? Well, redemption has a much larger meaning to you who are acquainted with the vocabulary of the Bible, for it is a cardinal doctrine of the Christian faith. Underlying all the ritual sacrifices of the Old Testament is the basic doctrine of redemption. The teaching about redemption permeates every aspect of the doctrine of grace. The Christian teaching of salvation in Jesus Christ through His death and resurrection is based upon the Bible concept of redemption. Now, there are two great concepts revealed in Holy Scripture: ruin and redemption. Man's fall into sin made his ruin a present fact, and Christ's suffering in behalf of sinful man made redemption a present reality. So one cannot understand the Christian scriptures unless he understands the Christian concept of redemption. I propose to lead you in a study of that blessed doctrine. We will pursue the study by asking and answering five important questions. 1. What is the meaning of redemption? 2. How is redemption accomplished? 3. What does redemption guarantee? 4. How complete is the work of redemption? And 5. Who is qualified to do the work of redemption? Now, the first four questions are answered by four distinct words used in the New Testament to describe salvation in Jesus Christ. And the fifth question is answered in a beautiful illustration in the Old Testament and sacred principles that are stated in the New Testament. So let us turn to the first question. What is meant by the term redemption? Titus 2:14 speaks of the Lord Jesus Christ as one who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people zealous of good works. 1 Peter 1, verses 18 and 19 reads, "For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot." Hebrews 9:12 reads, "Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, Jesus entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us." Now, in each of the three passages, the term redemption occurs. Jesus redeemed us from all iniquity. We were redeemed by the precious blood of Christ, and he has obtained eternal redemption for us. In each of the three passages, the same word is used in the Greek language, that language in which our New Testament was first written. The word is lutron, and it carries a special meaning. It speaks of redemption as a setting free. Now, no particular reference is made in that word to the need of redemption, the price that it cost, or the purpose behind the act. It is the act of setting free, which is emphasized in the term lutron. It looks upon redemption as a purchase and a freedom already accomplished. It is an act performed. That leads us to a definition of the term redemption. It means to set free by the payment of a price. The background of the meaning of redemption is poverty and need, for it pictures a person who is in bondage because he is unable to deliver himself. Then there comes another who is able to pay the price necessary for his deliverance. The rescue is effected by the benefactor paying the redemptive price and setting the captive free. So when the Bible uses the word lutron for redeem, it means to release, to liberate, to deliver by the payment of a price. Originally, the term referred to the price paid for redemption, but gradually it came to mean the act of paying the necessary price. The Old Testament has many illustrations of the act of redemption. A Hebrew could sell his land to pay debts in the event of dire circumstances, but a relative could come and redeem the land and restore it to its original owner by the payment of the price held against it. Or a Hebrew could sell himself into slavery to meet a debt he was unable to pay, but a relative could come and pay the debt, thus redeeming the person from slavery and restoring him to the privileges of a free man. But in each case, the idea is to set free from the ownership of another and to restore to its rightful owner by the payment of a price. Now, it is against that background that the religious doctrine of redemption is set. The Bible reveals that man came from the creative hand of God. God made man from the dust of the ground according to divine design and by divine power. He breathed into man's nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. The man was in the image and likeness of God, able to enter into direct and personal fellowship and communion with God. But God saw that the man was incomplete alone. So he designed a companion for him and called her woman. He brought her to the man. The man and his wife were delightful companions to one another and rejoiced in the fellowship they had with God. If things had remained thus, there would have been no doctrine of redemption taught in Holy Scripture. But then a tragic thing happened. The man and the woman rebelled against the clear command of God. They ate the fruit of a tree of which God had told them they must not eat. And in that act, they fell from their high and holy estate. They were no longer at peace between themselves, but tried to hide their bodies each from the other by a garment of fig leaves. They were no longer at peace with God, but hid from His presence when they heard His voice as He walked in the Garden of Eden in the cool of the day. Now what had happened? Man, the creature of God, had become the bond slave to sin. Both male and female had fallen into sin. Jesus said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, whoever commits sin is the servant of sin." So they had committed sin and they had become its bond slaves. So great and deep was their bondage that they could not possibly extricate themselves from it. God was moved in love and grace toward the fallen couple, however. He promised that a Savior would come who would deliver them from the sin and to which they had fallen and to which they had become servants. What Savior would rescue them? How would He do it? Well, He would give Himself as a ransom, giving His holy life as a substitute for their unholy lives so that they might receive forgiveness and restoration to peace with God. Now that is the meaning of redemption. God came to rescue man by the sacrifice of Himself, and Jesus Christ, that sacrifice, has become for us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. He paid the price for our redemption, and now we are free because He has set us free. What does redemption mean? To us, it means that we have been set free from sin because Jesus Christ, the Son of God, has paid the full price for our ransom from the penalty and the power and the presence of sin. We are redeemed forever and totally free. And that is what redemption means. Father, God of redemption, we bow in wonder and worship before You as we think of the great love and grace that You have shown us, making it possible that we who were bond slaves to sin should become free sons of God. Thank You for the salvation You freely offer to everyone who receives Jesus Christ. We receive Him and we rejoice in His name. Amen.